hi there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Two-Headed Ogre here. I am Cardwell, and today I have my good old survival horror of the weekend, Trevor. How's it going?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm actually doing good today. I think yesterday I was, last night, I was actually happy, which is not a normal event I get to experience. We'll get through on why part of that might have been. But today, of course, if anyone is listening, we did skip a week. We got a little busy, got a little just meh about life. And here we are. And we don't have much to say today as well. Not much has truly happened. And we got a busy weekend ahead of us. So let's go ahead and jump on into it, shall we? Of course, we talk about what we're playing, what we're doing. We are still playing Outriders and trying to grind the last bit of the end game and seeing if it's even all worth it. And with that, besides Outriders, is there anything else you're playing, Trevor?
No, I've just been playing a little bit of Minecraft lately. Decided to finally get into it. And I'm not playing just the original Minecraft. I decided to just go straight into the mod version. Because I haven't actually played the original Minecraft or beat it. Just been wanting to forever. Watched so many people stream it. So I'm like, I want this game. Give me this game.
You know, I haven't actually looked and see, but I wonder how long it took for people to actually realize there was an in-game, you know, or when the in-game was actually put in.
That I don't know. I've heard people talk about the End Dragon multiple times, so it's been around a while.
Kind of reminds me of Star Wars Galaxy a long time ago when it first came out, when it took someone a year to realize how to become a Jedi. I don't know if you know that about the MMO, but that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did hear that some work talk, one person was saying that Knights of the Old Republic's going to get a remake.
Yeah, I saw that too, which is going to be fun. And I hope it does, because it's a pretty awesome game.
Mm-hmm. I played a little bit with William. We didn't go like really too far into it.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, so far, not bad.
Well, we played the MMO. This is a remake of the single-player game from Xbox.
Oh.
The original Xbox.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, there is. That's where it originally came from.
Yeah. See, didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, and William, to answer your question about the end.
Yeah.
On the full release of the game, it was already added.
It was already added?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I just wonder how long people are like, oh yeah, we can actually beat this game.
I don't know. I just want to know how long it took people to realize they could beat it with beds. Let's not beat the game legitimately. Let's just kill the End Dragon with a bed.
With a bed. Smash its head with it.
No? You blow up the bed.
Oh yeah, you blow up beds. That's right. You told me that.
And I wonder how long it took people to realize that. Because that's an impressive feat. I can't even blow up a bed, so I don't even know how you do that.
It's just the ingenious ideas of like, ha. Someone figures out something who's like, all right, let's try to do this, and madness ensues pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yep. Well, like I said before, we don't have really much to talk about, but we'll get into some things. The first thing I wanted to talk about was Mortal Kombat, and everyone should go watch it. And I know it's gotten a lot of hate. It's one of those divisive ones, you know.
Really? It's gotten hate?
Yeah, I've slowly been seeing, like, oh, the original one was so much better, and this one's stupid and trash, and I'm like, ugh.
Really? Dude,
it was just, like, insanely fun.
See, that's what you want a movie like this.
Yeah.
Like, video game movies have a bad reputation of trying too hard. If you make a video game movie fun, entertaining, and true to the story, you're going to be good. So, that's all that matters.
If it's camp or silly, it's okay. And Kano literally saves that whole movie from like beginning to almost end. It's amazing.
I'll have to watch it. I'll be watching it probably sometime soon.
Sounds good to me. And everyone else should. It's HBO Max and probably coming to theaters soon, but it's pretty awesome.
It's already in theaters.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, because I know some people that I know are going to go watch it in the drive-in movies, not Not, oh wait, yeah, the drive-in movies. And the big giant screen in a parking lot. That'll be pretty cool.
That will be cool. Yeah, I know if I saw it in theaters, I think I'd be too annoying with people around me laughing so hard. I can't remember the last
Maybe.
movie I've laughed that hard at.
I don't
It's
know. I don't think I've been
ridiculous.
in a theater with you laughing.
No. It's really, comedy movies aren't really out there that much.
Oh, and everyone's comedy's different. Some people might laugh at one thing. I think at one time I watched a movie with you. It was a, I think it was Endgame. We were watching it, and then Robert Downey Jr. was dying. And I thought you said you wanted to laugh at that part.
Probably, yeah. There's some horrible movies like so. They're the last Twilight movie. I remember when I watched it with my girlfriend at the time, where one of the vampires, elder vampires, throws a baby in the fire, and I laughed my ass off at that spot. And oh man, the looks I got.
I bet. I mean, I just left there.
I mean, it's just a simple just jaunt into the fire, like
Like, not even caring.
meh.
Like, just certain things just are funny because we've just become that way.
No. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, just search up Twilight baby fire gif and you're good. You got it. Someone else thought it was funny too.
Probably. Probably people always made that funny.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess with some of the news as well, it looks like Sony is reversing their decision that we've talked about here on the podcast before about removing the PS3 and the Vita from the store. So I guess there
It's a
was a
good
giant
decision.
outcry. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah.
I
I
mean,
don't know.
I just heard, well, one, people were still making games for the Vita, and then they would have not had their game out if they've been working on it for like a year or so, which is pretty messed up. And
Can
they.
you blame Sony at that point? You're making a game for a console that, or a little handheld device that's like so old.
Yeah, and they don't give a shit about at all. But just they keep selling Vita dev kits. Like even last month, I knew someone I actually follow and listen to on podcasts that he bought a Vita dev kit last month.
They're probably just trying to get rid of back stock.
Well, yeah, that's the messed up part, right? If they knew this was gonna happen, they could have just said, "No, sorry, we're gonna close the, you can't make any games anymore."
That might have been part of the backlash too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like Vita was like, they came out like 9 years ago, which isn't like,
Yeah, it's about to be 10 in July, right?
yeah, but it's basically run its course. I haven't ever, there wasn't really many games on it that was like worth it. I know that a lot of people love the Persona 4 Golden on it. It just, when I had my Vita, I hated it just because of the back pads or the little touch pads in the back. I was playing Borderlands because it was the Borderlands edition one. So I'm playing it, I'm going around, and I'm just randomly punching people and meleeing constantly. And I'm like, why is this happening? And I realized it's because of the back pads. So it was messing me up playing, and I just didn't want to play it on the Vita.
That makes sense. And that's a weird game to play on the Vita as well. I feel like the Vita now is basically either a mod machine or like the Sony Switch. Like you're just playing PS1 and PS2 games.
That
And
is what you do is you definitely modify it to where you can basically play. One of the best things you can do with it is, of course, make sure you do all this legally, of course. But you can modify it and it's 100%, well, I don't want to say 100%, but I would say custom firmwaring it is relatively legal. It's just getting games on it that you don't own is illegal. But one nice thing you can do is if you, let's say you purchased a Japanese version of a game and it's not in English. Well, you can probably get a English translation patch and be able to find a way to put it there so you can play the game in English. So that's pretty cool. I do enjoy that. I wish there was ways for companies to make that, like, streamline. Like, hey, you came up with a translation patch for us, and you want to just throw it out there? Sure, we'll review it and then approve it or deny it. I think they should probably do something along those lines. So, it has its uses.
Agreed, and I think they're awesome usages, and it's a very pretty machine, and who knows if they're going to ever, like, you know, make another one or not. They said they're not going to, but we'll see what's going on there.
I don't know. When did they say that? Before or after the popularity of the Switch?
Yeah, exactly, right? Sometimes, but I don't know. This generation makes it me feel like they just do not care. Like, Microsoft and Sony just has put Nintendo in its own room and just left it there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. Nintendo's doing pretty good in my book.
Yeah, I agree. They're having fun. I'm having fun with them, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm. I love the Switch. Just, I need all these game consoles to deal with their own Joy-Con drift or drift function thing that's not supposed to be there.
The BS about it, yeah, for sure. They just need to put in their Wii Virtual Console that they had, let us buy all the old games we want to play, and then done. And then the Switch is the best console ever made.
Like, I would go to the Switch right now if I could play several Super Nintendo games. I would just beat all of them. I would not put the console down until they were done.
Yeah,
I agree. But no, it won't. Like, on my 3DS, I have Donkey Kong Country 1, 2. I have Legend of Zelda. I have Mario Bros. 1, 2, 3. Super Mario World. All on the from the virtual console. And I want those on the Switch because it's enough power to play them.
Yes. Enough power to play them. It's new. You can just walk around and use it. Yeah, I agree. And then you can play them on the big screen if need be.
It's, like, as terrible as it is, it's just due to the fact that they don't, that Nintendo's not pulling their head out of their ass, that I almost want to buy a second Switch just to custom firmware it, just so I can play, use an emulator. Put an emulator on it and actually play the games that I want to play. Because I guarantee you, if Nintendo decided to just sell those games instead of put it on their monthly subscription plan, people would buy them. They'd make so much money.
Yeah, they make a lot of money to do whatever weird games they want to ever do, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put Chrono Trigger, you put Earthbound. If they made... like I was saying earlier, like, they made English patches, like, streamlined or easy to do, because someone had made a English translation patch for Mother 3. So they could Nintendo could throw it out there, allow you to download or upload it to have the patch. You could play it. You own the game. It's a Japanese game, but the English patch allows you to play it in English. See, these are things that they should be doing, but they fail to capitalize on any type of revenue.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, like, I don't even know what they are doing right now. That's what blows my mind. And you didn't name the games that I would buy. I'd buy the old RPGs. Secret of Mana, Secret of Evermore, Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy, you know. They should also put out every single Final Fantasy, 1 through 6, you know.
Mm-hmm. Everybody would buy them.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
$10 each. Just go for it.
I would hate that, but I would be down for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Like, I would. If it was $20, hell no. You coming down on those.
Yeah, I would stagger those buys for purchases for sure. Like, $10, though.
$10 is acceptable, because I think that's what they were on the 3DS store. I could be wrong on that. Could have been a $5. Like, I could see well-known titles. Like, yeah, Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, 15. Just maybe. But the rest 10, I could see it. They would make money. It would be greedy, of course, but I could see it happening and working.
This doesn't even make sense. Nintendo, get on your shit, please.
If only Nintendo would do that.
Like, I guess Animal Crossing made you so much money, you're just laying in it. You've been sleeping in it for the past year or so, and doing nothing else.
If they want if people love Animal Crossing so much, why don't they put the older versions on it on the Switch? People would buy those. I guarantee you, people would buy those again.
Yeah, they would, but they have this honorability, just how they won't put Super Smash Bros. Melee on the Switch, which that's what everyone wants to play. I don't know. Except they're just gonna bow down and just keep making characters for that, and that's it. That's all they're doing.
Like, you're a giant corporation. Your whole goal in life is to make money. And when the best opportunity to make money is right in front of you, what do? You make money somewhere else that doesn't make you anywhere near the same amount of money. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
I don't know. Man, I just... There's something in the Japanese, like, lifestyle slash thought processes we just don't get. And that's why... Also, Sony doesn't give a shit about backwards compatibility, and Nintendo just doesn't care about anything in the past. They just don't care, I guess. I don't know.
I can understand the argument that copyright is the issue. That's fine. You can negotiate with the person because they're not making money on their 30-year-old game.
Yeah.
You and go GOG... up to them like, hey, you want to make money? I'll give you 10%. Let me put this on the store, 20%. Okay. They're not gonna say no.
Yeah, because GOG's doing it. Like, they've been bringing back old games and doing, you know, refreshing them up and everything. If they can do it, Nintendo can do it. Just like, I heard that two people finally cracked the code of the cell processing to do, like, what was that word that you just said? Basically, old games. Emulator, yeah. That they just started being able to emulate the PlayStation 3. It's not super great, but two people did it.
Well, they cracked the code on the PlayStation 3 to do that?
Well, I don't know if they cracked the code, but they just figured out how to make it run. And why can't Sony's engineers do that?
Or are you talking about, like, on PC, that they've been making a PlayStation 3 emulator?
Yeah, on PC they made a PlayStation 3
emulator. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, like, I don't know, like, the PlayStation 2 ones still suck sometimes. Because I was attempting to play a game with it, and that was just terrible. The game would run faster in certain locations and slower in others. There was no constant 60 frames, or 30, however the game was designed. Like, yeah, I don't know. They want money. They're not making money. That's their own loss. That's also our loss.
Yep. And also, speaking of loss, if you invested in Dogecoin recently, it has gone down. And it's kind of super weird.
Yeah, it's
a bit, that's something that cryptocurrency, you know, was like 0.006 cents. And now it went up to 40. And then now it's going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so nice. So if you would have bought it when it first came out, and then you sold it at the peak of 40 cents, you just made tons and tons of money.
Yeah, thousands of dollars.
No, I would say probably a million.
Yeah.
Because you could have probably bought like a million worth of Doge when it first came out, and then you could have just sold it and then made so much money.
That's like really putting faith into something, right? Yeah. To like find a cryptocurrency that's pennies on the dollar, or even pennies on pennies, and just be like, from here on until it gets big, I'm going to put $10 like every month into it, you know? And see what happens.
Like, I've been trying to get into it ever since, like, before 420, because apparently that was supposed to be the best day for it, and it wasn't. Yeah, and I've been trying to get into it since then for, like, I don't know, a week and a half. And the place that I'm trying to get into it with just keeps denying me. It's like, no, sorry, you don't have enough buying power of this. I'm like, whatever. Fine, I'll let it be $10 before I can finally get in. Whatever. So yeah, cryptocurrency buying is a nightmare.
It is, and I'm... I just decided to get on one of those apps and be like, you know, let's try this. I have no idea what I'm doing, but let's put money towards it. We're just chilling. Yeah. We're just chilling right now.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you just put it, like, set it and forget it.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, you come back, you're like, man, Doge's at 60 grand. Just like Bitcoin?
Yeah, like, just like Bitcoin.
I made money! And then you're good. You're set for life at that point. Yeah. So that's what I'm planning on. Because I know it's a meme. But I'm hoping the meme sticks. And eventually finds a good home at 60k. Right. We don't dream.
Like, these nerds are going to keep going. And if, as humans and women believe that incels will start, you know, getting older, they're going to be wanting that Dogecoin.
Yeah, cryptocurrency, buying anything like that is rough. Because you never know what's going to happen. It'll go up, it'll go down, and you're like, no. But as long as you can do it with money that you don't care about, you're good.
Yeah, if you have just that little extra money to throw in a dollar or two towards a cryptocurrency that has less than any value, it might be worth it. Well, with something that isn't worth it, apparently, to Sony, is that if you're really into Days Gone, which I've never played, but I know a lot of people have, and apparently there is no Days Gone 2. They pitched it to Sony, and they were in the making of it, and Sony's like, no, that's okay. And the company of Bend, who does that, they got split in half for some weird reason to be, what is that? The Uncharted Last of Us, Naughty Dog, there we go. The Naughty Dog Studios bitch. And that's usually, that's the biggest news in video games right now, is just that. And I don't know if you even played it or cared about Days Gone.
No, I have it on PlayStation 5 because it was with the collection. That if you get a PlayStation 5, you get this massive collection. It's in there. I've never played it. I've looked at it. But I was like, maybe I'll come to it. But yeah, no, that's kind of stupid that, oh, you're this company, let's just divert your whole resources because we can. That's pretty stupid.
I feel like, the owner of Bend is taking it out on customers, but I'm pretty sure it's just Sony. There's an internal conflict between that Bend and Sony. There's has to be for them. Sony just be like, you know what? We're going to just destroy you from the inside out. Thanks.
Hmm. And this article I'm reading says that, like, many at Bend were unhappy with Sony's decision. So some staffers and even a few of the higher positions have left. I mean, that's what happened.
I don't know. Something happened. And because he was yelling on Twitter, into the clouds, like, if you wanted a sequel, then you should have bought the game full price at release. Which is BS, because it actually profited, and the only reason why it got bad reviews is because Sony released a build to reviewers that didn't have patches to it. So the game was broken to every major outlet out there.
No, I'm down for that. Give them the terrible version, because I hate reviewers. Like, if you're a reviewer and you're listening to us, my apologies, but not at the same time. If you get the game before anybody else can, I hate you. Same thing with streamers. You should not get access to the exact same game because of your job. I'm sorry.
Is that jealousy I hear?
No, it's stupidity. So anytime they get screwed over on it, I'm down. I'm down for it.
Like, you're good for that. Shouting for you.
Mm-hmm. Because it means you're not going to play it, and I'm going to be happy.
You're going to have a terrible time with it. It's just, you know, they need to have hype for the game that already has hype behind it. That's what that's the reason for it, but who knows.
I think they just need to stop it. Like, I understand the whole point behind it.
I can't wait until we get popular.
Make your game appealing. Make your game appealing. Oh, and I'll tell everybody, you hate me, I hate me too, and I'm doing this job because I'm forced to. And then I'll go to review a game.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, Trevor, here's an early build. Here's a game for a review. Play it. I'll be like, fine, I guess.
It's either that, or I will be the person that actually waits and then puts the review out either the day of, because I beat the game and force myself to beat it, or the next day, because then it took me that long to beat it. And then I'll tell you how I feel about the game. just because I didn't play it before, y'all. I might exactly. do that.
I just want to get to the point of just us getting games that we want to play, and I don't really want to ever review anything on the channel that we do not care about, that we just don't give a shit about, you know? I want to play what I want to play, and that's it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what streaming's for.
Yay! Something that we're going to look into, that I keep saying we're going to look into, but
he says life. That.
I say it all the time. Mm-hmm. Just need to bite the bullet and just do it.
Yeah, he said we were going to stream Outriders. Never yep. happened.
It's just, I don't want to...
Set it turn up, on the, do it all.
Yeah, turn on the camera. Like, if I can stream with no camera, that would be a lot better. Maybe I'll just become a animal or whatever. Those cartoon streamers.
I mean, I've thought about it, but people already know who you are, so there's no point.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, the appeal is gone at that point. Because the appeal is, I don't know who's behind that.
But my point would be, I just don't want to... I don't want to look pretty. I don't want to set up lights, because we don't have a studio. It's literally just in my bedroom. Maybe mm-hmm. if we had a studio put together, or a house dedicated to it, then yeah. Then fine. It'll be easy.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But, well, speaking of Naughty Dog, for some reason they're doing a Last of Us 1 remake. Not a remaster, but a remake of a remaster that already came out. And I don't get this.
Yeah, I heard this story before, and I was like, why? There's so many other games that deserve it far more than anything else.
Yeah, it really does. Like, anything in their PlayStation 3 library, PlayStation 2 maybe, if they wanted to put something out. I don't know. Just, this makes me just really don't want to buy a PS5, sadly. Like, if they're really just excited about making The Last of Us 1, I don't know. Then what are we looking forward to, you know?
Yeah. I would far love it more if Naughty Dog decided to actually remaster Jack and Daxter.
Yeah.
I would be so happy with that. Like, of course, hopefully they would fix Jack and Daxter 1, because I didn't like that one. I would play it still. I didn't like it. But, just make it. Make that. Because people would buy it.
Yeah, I mean, Crash Bandicoot's coming... Not Crash. Well, Crash did come out with a brand new one, and I played that actually a little bit last week. And it was fun. And then also, the new one. What's that game coming out? Not Jack and Daxter.
Oh, which one are you talking about?
The one that's coming out this year.
You gotta give me way more than that.
Oh my god.
There's a lot of games coming out this year.
Ratchet and Clank. There we go.
Oh, you're talking about that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming out, and it's brand new.
Yeah.
People want but these
Ratchet and Clank titles. Isn't by Naughty Dog, I don't think.
No, it's by Insomniac.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, that style of game's coming out, so if they wanted to do a remake or a new one, they could do that with Jack and Daxter.
I mean, it's kind of rough to do a continuation. You'd have to make completely new characters at that point.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, spoilers, Jesus.
Well, I mean, it's not really... if you haven't played that game, that's your own fault. I'm going to point that out right now. Those are just some fantastic games.
It is my own fault.
It damn right it is.
Play one of them.
You should. You should buy PlayStation 2.
Go buy a PlayStation 2. I don't
the second one and the third one. Watch somebody beat the first one. Just to get the story down. And then play the second one and the third one. And you're good.
Or Sony can just put it on their PlayStation store and I can buy it on my PlayStation 4. Wouldn't that be convenient?
You know... You would think that would be the most convenient way, but, you know, just not doing any of that and just sitting on a pile of games that people would spend money for, I think that's the better option.
Yeah, for sure. Screw it. I mean, they're just going to be sitting and sucking dick on this Last of Us money forever, I guess. And speaking of that, we did have a question in. And it ties into that last part, and it's by Ewok from Patreon, which you can go to patreon.com/GeekTopiaIsland. Give us a buck and ask us some questions. And the question is, why in the hell do we need a remake of a remastered game? If The Last of Us can already get a remaster, what brand new game would you remaster? Now, the question is why, the first part is why would they make a remake? And they use that keyword remake. I think it's because Neil Druckmann, the writer of Last of Us 1 and 2, didn't like everyone's reaction to Joel dying in the second one.
Oh no, they didn't like their story.
They didn't like the story because he thinks he's the bad guy. Like, Neil Druckmann has come out and said that at the end of, you've played the first one, right? Or you know what happens.
I put the first one. He thinks Joel's the bad guy?
At the end, he thinks the Firefly, no, he says, as the writer and creator of the story, that the Fireflies would have made a cure and Joel
Yeah.
doomed the human race.
Well, because Joel decided to take. Like, that is. Yes, Joel did doom the human race because he didn't want a cure. But a normal human being that actually has grown an attachment to somebody would not give up the life of somebody else.
That
So
and
that is typical.
how does he know that they're gonna cure? No one know, like they never showed him full evidence. They just said, yeah, we can do it. You're in a post-apocalyptic world with the like the shittiest scientist out there. You think you're gonna cure the human race? It's just a theory. What if they killed Ellie and nothing come of it, you know? That's my thought, is that Joel saved her because it there was no proof. There was no actual reason why that he would do that.
Yeah, if they would have done it, if he would have done it to where she didn't die, then the human race wouldn't have died. Like, you could probably allow her to donate blood for them to be able to study it, find out why her blood works the way it does, her antibodies. That's what we do now. You don't have to dissect a whole human being just to do it.
And see, that's why, how can you trust them? How to even know what they're doing if
Yeah,
they're not going to try anything else?
that's probably what went through his head of, oh no, we're not doing that.
And how like rushed the Fireflies did it. They didn't even talk to them both. They didn't even sit them down and like, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do to you. Do you accept this? They're just like, fucking get it on the table. Let's do this. And it's like, whoa, like hold on there.
Yeah.
That's why I agreed on Joel's account of what he did and how the second one played out showed how much Neil Druckmann hated everyone choosing believing that. That's why I think he's gonna make a remake, making where Joel is more of the evil guy. That's just my thought.
I mean, is anybody going to play that game? Probably not.
Because from the words I've heard from him, like on Twitter and stuff, he just has this power trip. I know it's his property, right? It's his story. He wants it to be what it wants. But once you put it out in the ether like that, it can mean so many different things throughout millions and millions of players. And that's something you just gotta own up to as an artist.
If the way you depicted a game or a story didn't go the way you thought it would, that means you depicted it wrong. That means you gave a different feeling, so that means you're not as good as you think you are.
Yeah, like you didn't express it correctly that you want to. Like everyone knows. If you wanted to tell that certain story, then you could have, but you left it so open or that you didn't purvey it well, then everyone's going to interpret it differently, you know?
I never thought Joel was a bad guy. Throughout the entire story, it never gave any indications of it whatsoever.
I mean, he's a murderous asshole, but I mean, back at the, you know, what else are you going to do in the apocalypse? I don't know. You can look at a picture of fruit and be like, that is fruit. Or you can look at abstract art and be like, well, those are circles and squares. Or a person next to you can be like, this is what agony is and feels like. It's like, oh, okay, well, interpretation.
Yeah, stay away from that
Yeah.
person. When you start backing away. It's one thing I hated about English class growing up. Especially, I believe it was like senior year, where we were given. No, I think it's probably just all of it. Maybe poetry. Maybe it was senior year. That we would read poems, and the teacher stated, there is no wrong answer. And every time I would give my answer, it was wrong. Because that's not the way that the artist wanted to depict it. And I was like, every time I was told that, I wanted to say, I'm about to write a book that wins whatever it's called. I can't remember.
the Pulitzer Prize, right? I don't know.
Wins awards. Yeah. And I would purposely make sure that every single thing that you taught, this is what this meaning means, is completely wrong. Like, a person, like one of them I know is, like, if a woman in a story wears a white dress, that means innocence, purity. I would completely change that. And have it to make no sense of why it was changed. Make the person nice, not manipulative, so that you can't be like, oh, they're lying. No, they're truthful. I'm just messing with your entire ideals.
Yeah.
I wanted exactly to do that, just to spite them.
See, and you should have. See, that's a story that most people come out and they're millionaires and they're like, why'd you do this? It's because of this one fucking event in my life I needed to prove wrong.
It's interpretation. They can't deal with it, that's on them.
All right. Well, with that, the second part is, what brand new game would you remaster or remake already? I mean, I guess. Oh, yeah. Octopath Traveler, done. I would remake that game.
Yeah, I would fire it by it's currently worked on it and then hire new people.
The artist and the combat engineers. I mean, you just fire the writers.
Yeah, fire Octopath.
Like, that's all you do, is you just fire the writers.
I'm going to go 100% on Will with this one. Story of that game, and I've mentioned it multiple times, is terrible.
I don't know what episodes we haven't mentioned it on.
Which ones haven't had the opportunity, I guess, that we should be figuring out.
Right.
But yeah, it's just... No.
No.
Just, that game's bad.
I would remake that. I would make all the stories connect, and whatever characters you chose to hang around with will react to that moment.
Give it all of that. Like, you give a choice of building your own party. Make sure everyone knows that. Make it, build it to where it interacts. There's so many games to where they already do that. Like old CRPGs, all the way in the past, like Baldur's Gate, Planescape. If you have certain people in a party, they respawn differently. That's been around for years. You're Square Enix. Why can't you do that?
Because they are no longer Squaresoft. And no one believes me. I was alive in those days when their story was amazing.
I mean, sometimes their story is pretty good. Sometimes it's not.
That also reminds me that people were talking about Microsoft has all three versions of Fallout creators. They have the Fallout 3, which is Bethesda. They have New Vegas, which is that one company I can't think of that made Oddworld, or not, you know, Outer Worlds.
You're talking about Obsidian?
Yeah, Obsidian. And then they also have, I think it's Interpol, who made the original Fallout.
That's hilarious.
And what if they made original? What if they did that? They're like, you make an original Fallout game. Kind of like Wasteland 3. All of you
put in a room, make a Fallout game.
Yeah.
They would all look and be like, what?
Like, no. Or, okay, here's a knife, whoever lives makes the next Fallout game in their image.
Well, at this point, I guess we could have a Fallout New Vegas 2. Because Microsoft does own it, now Microsoft says, Obsidian, make this game. Everybody wants it. People will buy it. Boom, they'd do it.
Yeah, I like that idea of Fallout Miami that those modders were trying to do. That sounds perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Obsidian style Fallout.
So, like, all we've seen currently is Fallouts in basically the United States.
Yeah, United States, bigger places, yeah.
I would love a Fallout in China.
Yeah.
Probably you can play any, maybe like, what was that game called? Remnant from the Ashes. That might have been similar ish enough to it, but. Because in certain scenes, you had giant skyscrapers.
Yeah.
But a Fallout type of game there, so that you get all the Chinese lore, like your Chinese vault dweller. Like, you're not in a vault at that point, or you might be, depending on how they decide to do the lore for that.
Yeah.
But that would be kind of cool, because you would have different things. like different experimentation. You might actually have some type of miniature kaiju type creatures if you went closer to the ocean between China and Japan. Something like that. That'd be kind of cool in my idea, my thought.
Yeah, that would be cool. And like you said, the architecture of like the vaults and the buildings and what nature enemies would create out of things there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fact that like super mutants were created by what, the Enclave? Do I have that right?
I think so. Please don't add us. We don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, don't. We have friends that know all this. We don't. I skip through all this reading on the computers. But if whatever the governing party of Asia would be, because I can see the Enclave being for the United States, well, whatever China would be, because they would, of course, have something. They might have some type of pseudo super mutant thing that's completely different because they were experimenting.
Exactly. And I remember, I don't know if you ever played that mission in Fallout 4 where you actually find the Chinese boat that's out there.
Was that 4 or was that 3?
I think it's 4 because I remember getting out of that submarine and seeing the UFO. And that was, and 4 was the only one that I found the actual UFO in.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the UFO in 4 crashes randomly.
It does.
In a specific spot, but there was no, it was in the middle of the ground, there was no submachine, sub.
No, you could see it, when you level up that level, you hear the noise and you look up, and it shows you what direction it goes.
Hmm.
That's how I found it, because I just looked up and I was like, oh shit, I need to head this direction.
Which made me sad, because the aliens in 4 disappointed me.
Yeah, they were really just lackluster.
Because when you had the DLC for 3, and the aliens... was it 3, or was it New Vegas?
No, it was 3.
Yeah, that one was so good, because you gotta be on the actual space station. Like, they did that perfect. I loved it. Because I remember 3 having Anchorage, Alaska, and I think that was, like, the Chinese one. I'm pretty positive Fallout 3 Anchorage had to do with the Chinese. And I remember it for that. I don't remember 4 having it, unless it was part of a DLC, because I haven't played all the DLC.
I don't think I played one of them, but I played the rest. And New Vegas, I don't think I played any DLC. If they did make DLC, who knows?
I don't think they made DLCs for New Vegas. It was just that good of a game.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it was pretty good.
Well, I guess there's a sunken Chinese submarine in Fallout 4.
Yeah, that's what I remember, and it's a good mission too. I like that. It was really fun.
Okay, nice. Hey, that works.
Yeah. All right. I do believe that is everything, unless you have something on your mind.
There is one thing, because it's a meme, started as a meme, and it actually happened. So, about a year ago, somebody on Facebook just decided to post a message everybody on Facebook that's name was like Josh Swain or something.
Oh yeah, that thing happened.
To meet on like April 24th, which is the day we're recording this, and we're gonna fight. And whoever wins keeps the name Josh. Well, that actually happened.
Yeah.
There is video of it happening.
There's proof.
Yeah, they didn't fight with fists. They didn't do fisticuffs. They did pool noodles, which still works. But it was a big thing. So it just goes to show that the internet can make things happen. Which is kind of cool. That it started out as a joke, and then it actually happened. So that was pretty nice. I just wanted to let everybody know that if you probably never heard of this, or you heard about it a year ago, it's like, this is not going to happen. It happened.
Yep, it happened. And the winner's declared. So, Josh Swain, congratulations.
Yeah, everyone else probably changed their name to Joshua.
Yeah. Or Jay, or Josiah, who cares?
Or just, John.
You better change it. Yeah, change it. Get out of there.
Yeah, you lost.
It's kind of like the new version of, like, the Area 51 raid kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I did see a picture that was saying that the Josh fight was more successful than the Area 51 raid. Which I was like, yeah, because something actually did happen with the Josh fight.
Yeah, no one...
Area 51 was just like, Naruto run, and that was it.
Naruto run, and then a guy dressed up as a sheep in the canyons. Apparently that was the story.
Okay.
He almost got there.
Wow. He probably detained hard.
Right. See, that's the only thing I would really want to be president for, is just to know everyone, all the secrets of the government as much as they would tell me as the president.
I mean, they probably wouldn't tell you half of the things you want to know.
Yeah, exactly. They really would not.
All I know is during that Area 51 thing, I would have hated to be the weeb of the bunch. And then we're talking about what a Naruto run is like, dude, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Are you serious here?
It's funny because, like, that sort of proves that there's something out there and that they just won't allow anyone to go to it.
Well.
Or do you think they just had trucks there that showed up and be like, all right, we got to fake that there's a building out here?
I mean, like, from what I know, that, like, Area 51 is, like, high-end tech. Like, probably stuff that if we go to a World War III, that is the stuff we're going to be using. And they want that to be secret for a good reason.
It's about aliens, okay?
Yeah, I think with... They probably already moved everything. You can probably watch the History Channel. They got a hard-on for aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot more than a lot of anybody else.
Speaking of that, Mass Effect comes out next month, so I can't wait.
He's going to have a Xeno relationship there.
Ooh, Liara, here I come again.
Oh, I'll probably go for that.
Man, you know what they should have done? They should have really just made it where you can be Tali at game one.
Oh, you can be with her?
Yeah. That would be a proper remake.
Well, they might allow it. Because I was actually thinking about going for her.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do the very first time I played, but it was like, okay, well, I guess I'll go with Liara, because I'm playing a sci-fi game, I'm going to fuck the alien. I'm sorry. I'm a nerd. It's going to have to happen.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody agrees with you.
Yeah. And if anyone who doesn't is a racist.
No, you're a racist.
Of course.
You're a xenophobe.
Yeah, xenophobe. Pretty close.
I mean, there's differences.
Okay, is that all? Is that all for the agenda?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, thank you everyone for joining us here this week. And again, thanks to everyone on Patreon, especially Ryan, who's our big supporter over here on Patreon / GeektopiaIsland.com. And with that, hopefully you enjoyed your stay here at Geektopia Island. You have a good day. Goodbye.
See you.